My next guests are Chicago royalty when it comes to theater, which is good because they're involved in a show that takes on American royalty, or as close as we get to it. Award-winning actress Linda Ryder stars as Rose Kennedy in the one-woman show Rose, written by Lawrence Lamer and directed by award-winning director Steve Scott. It's the second time the show's been on stage at the Greenhouse Theater on Lincoln Avenue. The show runs till March 11th. Scott and Ryder combined to create a portrait of the Queen Mother of the Camelot, the matriarch of the Kennedy family. The story set in 1969, which, of course, a turbulent time for the Kennedys. Two sons already assassinated, and this show takes place while Ted Kennedy is involved in a famed car accident in Massachusetts. In studio tonight to talk about Rose, the woman, the character, and the play, Linda Ryder, Steve Scott. Guys, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you,
thanks
Justin.
Thanks for having us.
And I forgot to mention that you won the Jeff Award for solo performance for this show. So
yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why don't we start here? I mean, I know a little bit about the Kennedys as someone who is American and understands politics a little bit. But how much did you know about Rose Kennedy before you jumped on stage to play her?
Not much. She was always kind of behind the scenes, you know, you little glimpses of her here and there. Really didn't know much. I knew probably what most people know about the family and their ups and downs and many downs lately, as I was growing up anyway.
Yeah.
Of course, so as I read the play, I didn't have a lot of time to do research at the time because I had a lot of lines to learn, so I was working on that. But I looked at some interviews with her on YouTube and learned a lot just from the playwright, Lawrence Lamer, who came into town to do some rewrites on it with us. And he wrote a lot of books, but one of them, The Kennedy Women, so
right.
He knew a lot about her. And so I just picked up a lot of information at the for about a week of read-throughs that we did with him.
When you're in a show where it's a one-woman show,
right,
and you're playing the character, how much do you go into research on your own to find out more about the actual historical accuracies of this character, and how much do you just rely on what's the words in the script?
I don't know that it's necessary to do a lot of historical research. You're there portraying a woman, and you need to know what she's thinking and what she's feeling at the time. You need to understand, of course, a bit of her history and what got her there. But other than that, I don't know if it's important, at least to me, to do a lot of historical research. A lot of things, like I said, were already known. But I just needed an understanding of what she was about, a little bit about her background. And, you know, I understood... I was young at the time, but I know about the times of the 60s, and I know what it was like to be a woman then,
yeah.
And understanding that was a big part of it right there.
Steve, let's bring you in here.
Mm-hmm.
How much of this is a passion play? How'd you get involved in this? What is it about Rose Kennedy that speaks to you?
I got involved because Jacob Harvey, who is the artistic director at the Greenhouse, gave me the script and asked me to suggest potential directors. And I read it, and I called him, and I said, well, I'd be interested. my interest is much along the same lines as Linda's. I grew up with the Kennedys. John Kennedy was inaugurated when I was 10 years old, and so he was the president that I really loved and really revered. And then through the 60s and through the decline and fall of the Kennedys, everything was on TV, but Rose was always the figure in the background. She was always the figure to the side. And she was the one Kennedy that I really knew nothing about. And what is wonderful about Larry's play and what's wonderful about all the stuff that he's written is that it really takes you kind of into her mind and lets you know what she was thinking behind that very implacable facade. And so I discovered a lot of stuff about her that not only did I not know, but I don't think I could have even fathomed without Larry kind of giving us this story.
As a theater director, and I'll ask a similar question than I just asked, how much do you need to know about the historical nature of the content? How much do you need to know about who Rose Kennedy was and what she felt to put your vision on stage?
I don't need to know a lot, and especially in this case, because everything that Larry wrote was true. It's not like he made up a bunch of stuff and made Rose out of kind of whole cloth. He stuck very closely to the facts of her story. He based a lot of the play on tapes of interviews that she had done with her biographer. So it was I didn't really have to worry about the accuracy of any of it. A lot of my job was to create the environment around the telling of the story and to cast the right actress to play Rose, which is the thing that I did best.
We'll talk about why did you choose Linda for this role?
Well, I'd worked with Linda a lot before at Shattered Globe Theater Company. She has a depth of emotion that I thought was important. She has a kind of effortlessness on stage. She never looks like she's acting. She always looks like she's being. But there's always stuff that you know is going on underneath that you're not quite sure what it is, which is fascinating to watch. And she was of an age to understand some of the issues of the play, not just the facts of Rose's life, but some of the themes of how women dealt with men in those days and how women had to subjugate themselves to the wills of their men. So there was not a lot of explaining that we had to do about the sociological implications of the play. She was my first and really only choice. If Linda had turned it down, I would have had to play the role, and that would not have been good.
Linda, when playing a role like this, especially in a one-woman show, I have such regard and admiration for actors who can find the depths and the emotional consistency without partner. It's amazing to me because that's what acting is playing off of partners and being able to find the emotion shared. How do you do it? I mean, for you and your career, you've done both, but talk about the differences and where you find that center when you're by yourself on stage.
Well, I'm by myself. She is talking to an invisible to the audience. She's talking to Mr. Coughlin, who wrote her autobiography, her biography. He's just kind of placed out in the audience, and she's talking to him. But the way the play is structured, she starts out by telling him this day she's trying to find the reasons, some answers for why so many things have now gone wrong with this family that was at the top for so long. She's reaching out. She tells him that she's kind of lived her life not asking questions, not going there, not letting herself think certain thoughts or ask certain questions, because she knew a lot of what was going on. She knew her husband, was a philanderer, and she just chose to live with all of this and, sweep it under the mat, whatever, and just, keep going and keep her head up and move forward and just ignore a lot of things. And she's come to a time here because of Chappaquiddick having just happened, where she's wondering why all this is happening to them, and she's going to delve back in her soul a little bit and think about this. And I think she's pulled photo albums out that she says she hasn't looked at in 40 years before she even knows he's coming to talk to her, with the intention of going through them and really trying to remember some things and, maybe learn some things from her past. So she starts out with this. So basically the play is structured in that she's going to have some kind of catharsis on this day,
Right.
and so it builds and builds. And though she is talking to someone, it is about herself.
Yeah.
She's learning as she goes that day. And so it's all right there. And it's kind of easy to get to that emotional point, even though, I'm the only one on stage, because she's reliving all this.
Yeah.
That's
a great way to structure a play, to go into the history, to think back and come forward with it. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. In studio with me, the award-winning actress, Linda Ryder, and the award-winning director, Steve Scott, both in the production of Rose, written by Lawrence Lamer and directed by Steve Scott. It's running at the Greenhouse Theater on Lincoln Avenue through March 11th. It's about Rose Kennedy. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More conversation. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest in studio, award-winning actress Linda Ryder. She's a longtime Chicago actress who won Best Solo Performances, Jeff Award, for this performance of Rose, which is a one-woman show about Rose Kennedy, directed by award-winning director Steve Scott. Do you just walk around, you guys, with the cards that say award-winning on them?
No, we carry the awards.
The trophy.
With us.
I carry it,
No, Linda comes out and puts the award on the table before the show.
Wait, let me grab my purse.
Great theater artist in studio. Talking about Rose on stage at the Greenhouse Theater in Lincoln Avenue running through March 11th. Let's pick up what we're talking about. The place has Rose thinking back on why this has gone wrong. This is set in 1969. Mm-hmm. The two sons already murdered. Obviously, what's happening with Ted Kennedy in the moment with the car accident in Chappaquiddick. But the conceit of the play is that she's going back and she's learning about her life by going through that. Do you like that concept, Steve? I mean, as a director, do you like to be able to have the actress go back in time to be able to reveal she knows?
Oh yeah, because she goes back and comes forward, and it's not a linear. The thing that I don't like about one person shows often is that they start at the beginning and they go kind of step by step through the end, and it sounds like a term paper. This actually is structured in a way that Rose's kind of meanderings backwards and forwards and all of that make psychological sense and emotional sense. And it's a lot more interesting because you're never quite sure where she's going to go next.
Right.
So it's really much more lifelike and more real than a lot of these guys.
And I would assume with that happening in the play, you have more opportunity for the character to explore the relationships with other Kennedys that are not there. I mean, we're talking about John and Bobby, and that, but it gives that the audience the at least a front row seat to what the emotion and relationship is between Rose and her sons that aren't with us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And with her daughters. The relationships with the sons was pretty much kind of straight adoration. You know, there was Joe Jr. and he was wonderful, and then there was John and he was sickly but wonderful, and then there was Bobby who was wiry but wonderful, and then there's Ted who was wonderful but is now meandering a little bit. The relationship with the daughters is really fascinating.
Interesting.
Because I don't think she understood how to raise girls. And the daughters were growing up in a time when the roles of women were changing a great deal, and Rose didn't always get that, didn't always understand it, and really didn't agree with it a lot of the time until she thought about it. So we don't see the daughters, obviously, but we hear phone calls from three of the daughters and from Jackie. And it's kind of fascinating to see how Rose responds to them, because they're rather prickly. And, wouldn't you say, Linda, they're sometimes not very nice to each
definitely.
Other.
She's, right. Well, she has the line, my daughters are nice, but I grow tired of them. and then she says, too, that they think I didn't love them as I loved their brothers. Mm-hmm. But then she says it was just different because the sons were raised to go out in the world, but women were different. She says, I would rather be the mother of a president than the president, and that's how I raised my daughters. And that's the case. That's the way it was. And, you know, some of them, like Eunice, for example, was a strong woman herself that's where a lot of tension was between, like, her and Eunice, I think, because Eunice wanted to get out there and be more manly and, you know— And Rose wasn't at all like that, and they butted heads a lot. And there's a phone call from Eunice that's rather funny about that. But
the relationship that interested me the most was the relationship that Rose had with Rosemary, who was the daughter who was born mentally challenged. And there are revelations in the play of how Rosemary was dealt with that I never knew about that are really terribly moving and very upsetting to Rose when she realizes how she was kind of duped by her husband into allowing Rosemary to have this operation that left her essentially an infant. And the kind of lingering guilt that Rose has about that, which is, I think, very moving and very dramatically compelling.
The Kennedys have, as you mentioned, they, peaked at one point, and then we saw, a downward spiral into the 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever it might be. And we still... But America still has a place in their heart for this family. Mm-hmm. Do you see that by learning about this character and portraying this character and being involved and embodying this character? Do you understand more why we have this obsession over this family?
Because because of the heights they rose to, I think. I mean, there's nobody comparable, really, in America's history. They were royalty. Mm-hmm. And they rose so high above the stars, above everything, that it was amazing. And it's just fascinating to know how a family could, you know, achieve all of that and be such a strong family, too. They were very close. They were, you know, and it's just amazing to me to understand how it's possible for one family to go that high, to achieve all that they did, and then have it collapse like it did. And that's kind of what she goes into. And, you know, and it's interesting at the end, because I think she kind of realizes at the end how things might have gone different maybe if she hadn't done everything she was told to do by the men around her. Maybe things would have gone differently. Maybe her sons might have lived. They might not have gone into politics. They might not have achieved what they did, but they might have lived. Yeah. Is it worth that? I don't know. You know, it's, I think, but the end of the play is more like she kind of comes to that realization, and then she also comes to the realization that, but this is history. No one will ever forget it.
It's amazing to think about those themes, and yes, this is a play about Rose Kennedy and the Kennedy family, but a lot of it has to do with these themes that are remarkably relatable to everybody who lives their life.
Oh, yeah, of course. And now the next generation of Kennedys, of course, is coming into power and are very prominent, and have really at their heart a sense of mission that this family has always had. Not just to be famous, but to really do good. And at the heart of everything, that's what they really did believe.
So. As theater artists, the last question I have for you just really has to do with the remount. You know, for you, you work in ways that you'll do a play for 6 months or 8 months, and you move on to the next thing, and you move on. What does it mean for you as a performer to go back to a piece, to remount it, to put it back up somewhere else after you've kind of put it to bed?
I'm really glad I got the opportunity to do that. Most actors, I myself and all the actors I know, tend to have a realization, you know, months after you've finished a play. Oh, that's how I should have played that part, or that's how I should have done that line, you know. And now I can actually go there and fix it. So I'm learning more and more. And it's kind of strange because I've done it so much now, but it is so second, the lines are so second nature now that I can really dive into it deeply and make it real.
Yeah.
And so it has grown a lot.
It has indeed. It's grown a great deal. Linda's performance. I wish the Jeff Committee could come back again.
Oh, thank
give you.
I
a second.
Could get another one.
And you could carry it around in your purse. Steve Scott, award-winning director. Congratulations on your retirement, your day job retirement from The Goodman.
Thank you. Thank you.
Longtime artistic associate and director here in town. Linda Ryder, same thing. Congrats on the Jeff Award for this show.
Thank you.
This is a remount of Rose, the one-woman show about Rose Kennedy, which is written by Lawrence Lamer and directed by Steve Scott. It's at the Greenhouse Theater, 2257 Lincoln Avenue. It runs through March 11th. Great to see you both. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.